We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Why'd they choose the word empty? On a Friday, if my paycheck's going through, I don't want to hear the word empty from my employer. But they're giving away $1,000 every day. So hopefully you caught that from 6 o'clock in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. That word concerns me. 8:05 here on this Friday morning. It's the second day of March, 2018. I'm John Reed, and you're listening to Richmond's Morning News. Lots to do this weekend. Lots of entertainment out there. There are still people who are just completely enamored with Hollywood, and they will be glued to the TV to watch the Academy Awards on Sunday night. Mike Mayo of Mike-Mayo.com joins us to talk about those films throughout the year. Are you excited about the Oscars on Sunday, Mike? Am I just being kind of a spoil sport because I'm so sick of their politics?
No, I'm more interested than excited because the whole politics thing, it's going to cut so many different ways this year. With, you know, all of the Harvey Weinstein stuff, I think that's going to take precedence over the overt political stuff. I mean, how often can, you know, people make fun of Donald Trump? And I think that has been driven completely into, I know it's the cottage industry, but I think that's been done so much. I hope that this year, let's just keep the focus on what it should be, the movies themselves.
I wish that was the case, but they've got a story out this morning saying they're going to do a tribute of some kind to either the Me Too movement or the Your Time Is Up movement. And I'm thinking, you guys have a lot of gall. You've been lecturing me for 20-some years, every single Academy Awards, and then we find out what a cesspool it's been there in Hollywood. What gall? Anyway.
It is since the whole Me Too movement, you know, actually got started in their business. I give them, you know, they have some reason to go after that and to you know, kind of focus on it. But if I think they do that at their own peril.
Yeah.
If that becomes the point of the show, that's when they really start to lose a lot of people.
Well, let's talk about the movies and the big win. Do you have a prediction for which film wins Best Picture?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be The Shape of Water.
You think so?
Yeah, it's an odd film, but it's really kind of, if you just look at all of the things that have been said about it, it's won the big awards so far, and I think it will continue. And in some ways, despite, you know, the fact that it's a horror film that's rated R, it is really a very old-fashioned film. And it is a kind of a love letter to old Hollywood. Now, other people have mentioned, including my old radio partner, Max Weiss, that, you know, look at how last year Moonlight kind of came in out of nowhere and surprised everybody. And that people theorize that in part that is because they've added a whole lot of new members to the Academy. There are more young people in it than there were before, and so that could change things again this year. I don't think it will, though, because Del Toro is a veteran. He's been around a long time. Everybody's kind of been waiting for his big movie, and that's why I think he'll get it, even though there are some other really good films out there from younger filmmakers. I still think this is his year, and I think Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour he has won every award that an actor can get for his role there, and I think he'll get another one. Frances McDormand for Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Again, seems like kind of a shoe-in. Not my favorite movie of the year, and I thought she was good in it, but not great.
Right.
I just don't like that movie as much as a lot of other people do. And I think those are going to be the three big winners right
there. Then you might want to tune in just to see if Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway screw it up a second year in a row, because apparently they're going to be back presenting the Best Picture Award, supposedly. So. We're talking to Mike Mayo, our movie guy. If you're not going to watch the Academy Awards, you protested. What films would you suggest that we go see this weekend? That are new releases?
Theaters, yeah, I would say Red Sparrow, the Jennifer Lawrence espionage drama. This is very much an adult film, not for kids. She plays a ballerina turned spy and assassin. It's a real twisty story, not the kind of, you know, stylized violence that we've seen in films like Atomic Blonde and the John Wick films. This is more conventional espionage stuff. But I like Jennifer Lawrence a lot. She's very good in it. It is certainly not for everyone. It's kind of more along the lines of the Jason Bourne movies, I guess.
I liked those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is directed by the guy who worked with her in the last Hunger Games movie. So they're very comfortable together. And I think they do very good work here. I'm not a huge fan of the Comfort Game films, just personal taste, but I like her, and I thought those films were very well put together, and this one turned out to be a little bit better than I thought it was going to be.
Then there's the Bruce Willis movie that's open, Death Wish, and the you know, they've done a lot of promotion on television. I feel like I keep seeing the commercial, and part of me says, yeah, you know, the good guy is out there taking care of the business that the cops and everybody else just don't seem to be able to they don't seem to be able to beat back the bad guys. But then another part of me says, isn't this a little awkward for this film to come out this week, so soon after Florida? Are people worried about that?
Indeed. And that's and this film has, it's gone through a whole lot of different kind of variations. At one time, many years ago, it was going to be a Sylvester Stallone film. Other people were attached to it. Then that didn't happen. And now this version has been directed by Eli Roth, the guy that's mostly known for his horror films like Hostel. And it's, I think of it really more as just another entry here in the AARP action movies that we've seen recently with Liam Neeson and guys like that. You know, the older guys who kind of have the action chops doing their thing. I don't think it's nearly as good as the Liam Neeson movies. The problem is, we've seen this before. I mean, there were, what, 5 of the Charles Bronson Death Wish movies.
But that's years ago. God, that's 20 years ago.
Exactly. Right? Everybody's forgotten those by now. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to the original novel by Brian Garfield, it's actually in kind of an anti-vigilante movie. It says, you know, you can try to do this, but it really solves nothing. And in a way, this film, you know, kind of tries to throw that in too, but it's mostly you know, watching the good guy beat up on all the bad guys. And it's updated with some social media stuff and all that, but I don't think it really adds anything to it. I don't see this one really making much of an impact.
Well,
at all.
Especially with you advertising it as an AARP movie. Come on, Mike. Mike Mayo, Mike-Mayo.com, who's not going to be leaving this job to go do PR work for the Hollywood studios, I don't think. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Always.
Take care.
All right. It's 8:13 here on this Friday morning. Time for traffic and weather together here on News Radio WRVA. And as always, we go to the Big O Tires and Service Traffic Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.